Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm excited to introduce Kimberly Wynja.
Hi.
Kimberly came all the way from Australia to visit LA. And I think I manifested meeting you because happened.
Yes. Oh, my God. I manifested meeting you.
Really?
Yes. I'm starstruck sitting right next to you.
Oh, my gosh. She's the cutest little... Cute little thing. You guys have to look her up on Instagram at Kimberly Wynja. And Kimberly, what is your whole thing about?
Yeah, so my brand and my business is all about branching the gap between the woo-woo stuff of manifestation and mindset and just modern girl life. And so I think a lot of us who hear about law of attraction or manifestation tend to think it's a little bit crazy or woo-woo. And back when I first created my brand, it was really out there. So I wanted to bridge the gap and make it accessible for just normal girls like us who just like, you know, regular stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I think the universe does put things together in a very cosmic, weird way. Mm-hmm. And if you have the right feelers out there and your energy is focused correctly, like things do come to you.
Yeah.
It sounds very like off the wall. Like I'm a scientist. Mm-hmm. I'm all about this science, technology, education, math and medicine. But I also feel that there's this inner pull that we all have as souls and beings that we can manifest things for ourselves.
Exactly. Totally.
I first saw your name because I follow Lauren at the Skinny Confidential.
Yes.
And met her and podcasted with her. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that she was mentoring you. And then I just clicked on your stuff on Instagram. And I really love all the, you know, talking about destiny and how to manifest a goal.
Tell
our listeners who are not familiar with this whole idea what the heck that means.
Right. Yes. So when we're talking about manifesting a goal, it's really about putting yourself out there and taking note of your thoughts and your mindset and your vibration and your frequency. Now, I just threw out a lot of words out there, but what that really means is that we each have a vibration that we are really just living on. And when you're somebody who is on a higher vibration, who is ready to attract high vibrational experiences, like, you know, just having friends who are really kind to you or having a great Uber driver or just being served really well, that is the life that you will have. If you are somebody on a lower kind of vibration where maybe you're experiencing more sadness or more struggle, then the good thing is that you can actually change that so that you can actually live in a vibration of love, live in a vibration of gratitude where you do manifest your desires. So if you have a specific goal, the key is to be in alignment with that goal, be in alignment with your vibration and to do those things energetically to reach that so you can be a magnet for that, because things on like frequencies will attract each other just like a radio station. So if we tune to 101.1, then we receive 101.1 just like our vibrations and our bodies. If we tune to happy and joyful things, we receive that. So
That's so true. And it's interesting because I am sometimes very, like, I'm one of those picky orderers at restaurants.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that I have to change that vibration so I get better service?
So good. But yeah, no, actually though, like when you're at the restaurant, you could just imagine yourself having a really good server, a really good waiter or whatever, and then just imagine them getting everything right and like not forgetting your food requirements, and it happens. Like,
when it's interesting. Yeah. I visualize my success in surgery so
that's
often.
Amazing.
I do. Like the night before or the morning before, it's one of my most important steps in surgery is to think, okay, first I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do that. And then my mind's eye, I visualize each step going just right.
Yeah.
And then that also gives me speed and precision of when I get in there and do it.
Like, yeah.
Everything doesn't go as mapped and planned in surgery. Like you open and the anatomy sometimes is not what it is in the textbook. Mm-hmm. But that way at least my brain has these goalposts of what I'm going to achieve and what I'm going to how I'm going to journey through this surgery.
Yes, I love that. That is so cool.
It's interesting, yeah. And I haven't always done it for every case, but I'm always aware that when I do it, I have a very good, different feeling of success.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that. That's such a good example for real implementation of visualization.
Yeah. Even in just business goals, like It's crazy to think like, oh, I'm going to start a podcast because I'm a surgeon. I know nothing about podcasting. But I just decided one day, like actually right after I went on Lauren's podcast.
Amazing.
Because I thought, wow, she is killing it and she's doing it. And like she and her husband started their podcast with very little knowledge base. And you just put out version 1.0 and you can make it better. Yep. So that was one of my goals too. I kind of envision that I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to one day, you know, I'm going to have a skincare line. Yeah. I'm going to build my brand. And I hope that people out there that are listening also envision these big things for yourself. Because then when you envision it, it just can sometimes just happen.
Yes, exactly. And something that I kind of like the concept behind it that makes my brain understand this is that when we visualize it, our brain doesn't know the difference between a reality and something that we imagined. Like it's when you wake up from a dream and you're like, is that true? Like, did that actually happen? Yes. Or was it a dream?
Yeah.
So when we visualize, it kind of maps out ahead of time, just like for when you're in surgery and you can kind of understand, oh, I already did this. Then what would I have already done? And
yes.
then, it's really cool like that.
It's true. You talked about something called the reticular activating system of the brain, which is that hidden primal, almost like very ancient part of the brain that guides our actions without us even thinking too much, right?
Yes.
So when you visualize something and your brain is following these old patterns of, and then that's such a great thought that you should put it through your brain at least once as an idea. And then when it actually happens to you, you'll be prepared and ready to like make it happen.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I love that.
Well, what is it? What is the law of attraction?
So the way that I describe it, and I feel like probably it'll change as I kind of look more into this, but the way that I've always described it is that like attracts like. So like we were talking about vibrations and frequencies.
Wait, first I love your accent.
Oh, thank you. like attracts like.
I know, right?
But basically it means that if you are on a certain vibration, say you ordered a hamburger and you said no mayo, and you are thinking they're going to forget the mayo thing. They're going to forget the mayo thing.
And then they forget the mayo thing?
They forget it because you were sending out that signal to the universe. But
oh, no, I'm such a pessimist about these things. Like I always think worst case scenario because I always want to prepare myself for the worst.
Especially as a doctor, you are so prepared for the worst case scenario, right?
That you have to
teach,
be,
right? So I think it's so different and it goes against how we were raised and in educational institutions. I think that when we are reminded, okay, well, it's okay and it's safe to actually lean into the thought of everything going along the lines of how we want it to. And then when you begin to actually let yourself have that and you give yourself a little bit more slack and you're like, okay, let's lean in a bit more. What would happen if this happened? Then you will find that so many of those things that you actually leaned into begin to start happening. And it's because of the law of attraction, because you were in the vibration of what if I actually did get the like Tabasco added and they just knew everything and that sort of thing.
That's so true. It's almost like giving yourself permission to dream.
Really? Yeah.
You know, like if you're out there and you're 20 years old and you're trying to build this life and a career and you don't know what your goals are, what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And many kids, and my own kids included, like hold back and they don't want to venture like, this is my goal, this is what I want, because then you'll fail. Like,
exactly.
Right? What if you fail? What if you put it out there and you don't get it and you fail?
Exactly.
Right? So that's so scary, because it's safer. Isn't it safer to not be vulnerable and not put it out there?
Exactly. And what I've told myself, the more that I've put myself out there for goals or for business or whatever, is I remind myself that the worst thing that can happen is a bad feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Say because I remember one time I was doing, for a minute, hot minute, I was trying to get into med school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember putting myself out there. I was like, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? I don't get in. I feel bad.
Right.
That's the worst thing. I move on. I do something else. And I created my business. And not that I did this because I didn't get into med school. I realized that I self-sabotaged because I didn't really want to become a doctor. So there's all this other stuff attached. But I think reminding ourselves that the worst thing that can happen is heartbreak, or you know, we'll move on from that and we'll find something else, I think makes it a little less daunting.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's such a thing in human nature that you don't want to make yourself vulnerable, so you don't even put those goals out there and you limit your horizons, really. Yeah. But I have a very creative mind, I think, so like...
You have a very, very creative... Because you are both an artist and a doctor. You have the best of both worlds.
Thank you. But I also sort of think that there's a truth to if you can envision something, it will just happen and it'll be successful. Yeah. So like I can come up with crazy ideas for fun parties, and my staff will sometimes look at me like, what are you talking about? Like, we're gonna tell them we're gonna do end of summer blowout, like hot summer white party, like a Cuban style Havana nights, and like just a fun. And they were looking at me like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I can visualize it. Everyone's going to wear all white. You guys have to be super tan. The guys are going to have roses between their teeth. And I can just visualize all the little things. And I just feel like if you can make your brain work like that, it's such an advantage to you.
Yes. Oh, I love that so much, because it's literally like from imagination to reality. And it's just, you have it so clearly and you can tell people exactly. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. And sometimes you can't tell it exactly, but
well,
you
can. Well, that's true. Yeah. But we can attract it, because when you think about it, then you get the phone call from a random shop that has like the exact party things you want or whatever.
Right. Or you'll see an ad. So talk about that, because you're always talking about, okay, Dalmatians are your thing. Yeah. So what does it mean when you see Dalmatians?
So the way that I interpret signs, which is, this is just my own way, I haven't really learned from anyone else, but the way that I interpret signs is that, well, when I first got it, I said, dear universe, what is my sign? And the first thing that popped into my head was a Dalmatian. So I was like, that's a random dog, but okay. So I went about my day, didn't see anything for 3 weeks. And then I saw one in a park when I took a wrong turn on my walk one day. And I said, this is not just, you know, coincidence. This is a synchronicity, which is what a lot of people call coincidence, but it's like the universe winking at you almost. So when I saw that, at that time, I asked myself, well, what am I going through? And at the time, I was going through deciding whether I was going to launch a blog and start a business. Mm-hmm. And so I took it as a sign of, it's okay, step forward. So anytime I see a Dalmatian now, I'm thinking, it's okay, step forward. It's safe to go on.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. And you've launched a very successful business. So how old are you?
Thank you. I'm 24.
Oh my God. She's 24 and she's doing like a six-figure business. And it's just all, you've manifested this concept that, and people don't even know what manifestation is, and you've turned it into a whole living and a business and an enterprise. So it's very admirable.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, tell us how you are creating revenue. Are you, you're doing some teaching courses?
Yes. Yeah. So I have private clients where I work with them one-on-one, and I'm there. Well, I actually don't have a label on it. I just say I'm a manifestation coach, a lifestyle coach, but basically I just coach them on anything that they're really going through. Many of my clients are female entrepreneurs, anywhere from 20 to 40, and they will be wanting to create money, success in their lives, even attract a soulmate. And I work with them to work on their energy and their vibration. A lot of what I talk about is about wielding your energy in a specific way to attract a certain thing. So a lot of it can be talking into a vibration that you may desire to be on that you're not there yet, and actually creating that as your baseline and then changing your mindset and your thoughts and that sort of thing. But so yeah, that's one way. And then I have courses, I've got a membership site, and amongst other things, but I have a million zillion courses on my website, which people are like, oh my God, there's so many. So I always say, just DM me if you want to know which one's for you.
That's great. Are you using like Kajabi or one of these online?
Yeah. So I use Teachable at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which I think it has been really good, but yeah, it's easy because it just sets everything up for you.
It's a whole process of learning how to do all that.
Yeah. I think, it's something like part of me from just being a kid, and I guess, you know, when you're tech savvy to a certain degree, so I could do it myself, but now I just let my assistant do a lot of the uploading and the downloading and doing all the back end things.
How do you recommend for people to manifest meeting their soulmate?
I think that the most important thing I always say, number one, is working on yourself, because when you're only seeking for someone else, I like to use the analogy of, I guess, circles. If you're not a full circle and you're half a circle, you're going to attract someone else half a circle, like attracts like. So if you are, and what ends up happening is you fill someone else's void and they fill your void. And so that's why a lot of, actually, this is unintentional, but some of my clients who work with me who have a partner, once they actually work on themselves so much as we work together, they realize that they're not actually as aligned with their current partner. And so I have actually had clients who have stepped away from their partners and manifested much, much more aligned ones from that result. So I would say work on yourself first, create yourself a whole circle so that you attract another whole circle and you just vibe together as a couple.
That's such a good idea. It's true, because I think that people feel that someone else is responsible for making them happy.
Yeah.
Like when you find that person, then you'll be happy.
Yes.
But it's so important in life to realize that you are responsible to make yourself happy.
Yes.
And you can't be an unhappy person unless you let yourself be.
Exactly.
I mean, aside from like clinically depressed people who have to, you know, have medication and neurotransmitter brain problems, et cetera. But there's this whole sector of young people that like just is kind of walking around entitled and waiting for happiness to be given to them or hit them, or waiting to buy happiness.
Yeah.
And it's, you really can't. You really have to choose happy. You have to choose to be happy in the worst situation, in whatever situation life presents you.
I love that. It's so beautiful.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree so much. And I think when, I used to have girlfriends from uni saying, you know, like, what about this guy? Or this guy? I'm like, girl, like, focus on yourself first. And then, just like create that self-love and really find and focus on you. And I find actually how I met my boyfriend now is that I was working on myself like a crazy girl, and I just forgot about looking for a guy, and that's how I found him.
How were you working on yourself?
Like, sorry, what things, in what way?
What things were you doing?
I was going to seminars. I was doing courses. I was reading books. I was working out. I was eating well. And that sort of vibe.
Yeah. You have to put yourself out there. It's doing these things that externalize yourself versus a lot of people internalize. But you have to go out and get knowledge and change yourself. And I think it's just putting yourself out there doing things versus like withdrawing and being inwards and waiting for happiness to come to you.
Exactly.
Is he here in LA today? He come for your trip?
He's actually not. He's doing more outdoors stuff in Europe. So that's actually, he said to me, I kind of want to do some things in Europe. Like, he loves rock climbing with friends. So he did that. And he said, why don't you go to LA for a month? Because you've always wanted to go. And I said, I didn't even think about it.
Is it weird to travel alone? Because you've been doing a lot of that.
Yes, it was. Well, so the first time I traveled alone was when I was in London for 2 weeks. That was really good because I had been with him for 3 months, like non-stop travel. So that was a good breather. But then we spent four days together in London, and now I've been here for like a 3 week stint. So there has been times where you feel a little bit lonely and you're like, whoa, this is weird, especially because family's not here too.
Yeah.
So it's been really good for myself also to find even more self-love for myself.
Yeah, very introspective. Yeah. And then go sit on the beach and meditate.
Exactly.
And you have a coach yourself.
Yes.
And they say that even the best athletes need to have like a
definitely
coach, and even the best coaches need to have a coach's coach.
Yeah.
So you're like you have a coach's coach who's out in Malibu.
Yes. We worked together for 6 months and she's amazing. I'm actually, so at the moment I've taken a break from coaching because I've learned so much, and I find that the way, everyone's different, but the way that I've worked really well is really soaking up a lot, being saturated, and then being set free to like fly and just like see how I go.
See what you
That's what I did last year when I was studying and running the business. I had a coach for a good 3 months, and then I just, the rest of the year, I studied and worked and just let myself do the things that I need to do.
I was going to also ask you about your manifestation, like what techniques you'd recommend for someone who's a beginner, who maybe wants to manifest something in their destiny, in their life. What would you suggest to start with? How do you do that? How do you manifest something?
Okay, this is so good. So the first thing is, I think actually asking yourself what you want is really important, because some people don't know what they want. Some actually, one of the most popular questions I get is, what do I do if I don't know what I want?
Yeah.
And so I actually advise them based on things that I've learned from Abraham Hicks or Esther Hicks, who's just a, go Google them if you want to check them out. But they always say, well, if you don't know what you want, then you know what you don't want. So if you've been to, you've been through several degrees or you've done a job that you didn't like, you know you didn't like them. So that gives you contrast for what you don't want, and that gives you some sort of contrast for what you do want. So that's where I kind of do a list. I said what I didn't like from my other job, and I write the opposite and I ask myself, do I want this instead? Mm-hmm. So that gives you more direction. But for starting manifestation in your practice intentionally, which I think is a misconception people have. They think, I've never manifested before, but mm-hmm. you have always been since you were born. It's just, it hasn't been intentional. And a lot of people live on default where things just happen to them.
Right.
So we want to live a life where we, where things happen for us and we're in that mentality. So even just the first step of saying things are happening for me is so powerful. It's subtle, but it will change your life because you begin to realize that the reason why you were late was so that you didn't have to see that person or, mm-hmm. you know, everything is happening for you. So that's my number one mindset flip. And then another thing would be taking a look at your thoughts, taking a look at what's going through your mind. Are you thinking things negative most of the time? Like, are you doing what we spoke about, which is looking at the worst case scenario? Or are you putting your attention towards what is the best case scenario? And what I've liked to do to get specific, because we all like that, basically is just I will go to my phone and I'll set an alarm maybe once like an hour, and then I'll say, okay, just like check my thoughts when the alarm comes up. And most of the time, like if you want to do this, you can get your journal out mm-hmm. and you can write down what it was that was on your mind, and that's just a good trigger to see where you were. And then if you begin to intentionally change your attention to the things that you do want to manifest, you'll begin to see your days uplift a lot more. So I think those are two good tips.
Those are really good. Yeah. So just set a random alarm mm-hmm. and whenever it goes off, kind of check yourself. Yeah. Like, wait, what was in my head right now?
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
interesting. Interesting. Yeah. I'm going to try that one. And then you manifested that beautiful purse. Tell me about your philosophy. Well, this is a Chanel purse.
Yes.
So like sometimes people who are very spiritual and holistic and meditative are not so interested in materialistic yeah. goods or like things that you can acquire. Yes. But what's your philosophy on that?
Yes, I love that you asked this because it is something I'm so passionate about. And I think, yeah, many people are seen to, oh, you can't have nice cars and you can't have a nice house if you're spiritual. And I...
Yeah, you have to wear a burlap robe.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
a crystal necklace, that's
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And it has to be, yeah, on a lanyard or something. Like, yes. Like a leather strap. And I'm all about like gold or silver. Anyways, my philosophy is that I believe we get to have exactly what we want, and that's why I created my brand, because there was nothing that would blend a chic, you know, gold chain, crystal necklace and Chanel and, you know, cards or just manifestation and law of attraction talk. So I really do believe that we can love Chanel and we can love Louis Vuitton and we can love Chloe and whatever you like, and you can still talk about manifestation and law of attraction and all this mindset stuff that really helps us get to where we desire to be. And you're not strange. Like it's a thing. So yeah, that's my philosophy.
It is a thing. I think it's like setting a goal for yourself. Mm-hmm. Like something is very important and meaningful as a goal to you to have.
Yeah.
As an object that symbolizes like your hard work or your achievement. So,
yeah.
You know, rewarding yourself. But yes. The beauty is the same way, because sometimes I'm in this profession all the time where people come in and they want me to make them happier with themselves. And we talk about what things we can change on your face.
Mm.
But I want people to not feel that they're superficial or they're being vain.
This is so good.
Because beauty is important. It's something that humans strive for since the beginning of time. And you should feel entitled and you should feel happy to seek beauty in your life, in your face, in your art, in your surroundings. So I don't want people to feel ever that they're superficial and they're not like a brilliant, thoughtful person. You can be a woman of character mm-hmm. and substance and still want to look good and achieve beauty every day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That is totally your niche.
Yes.
I love that so much. Yeah. And I think it's much needed, because otherwise people think they have to polarize themselves and be either superficial or supernatural or, you know, whatever that is. So
yeah. And you don't have to be a hater. If other people are doing things mm-hmm. to achieve their happiness in a way that you wouldn't do it, then mm-hmm. it's also okay to say, well, that's not my cup of tea, but I do appreciate the search and that search for perfection and beauty in some form of manifesting happiness in your life.
Yes.
It's good. It's all good.
Amazing.
And I can't believe I got to meet you. She came all the way from Australia. Where do you live in Australia?
I live in Melbourne.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm going to come visit you in
Australia.
Yes, you have I'm manifesting a journey to Australia.
I will show you.
I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
You should come. It's amazing. It's very different.
Yeah. One of my friends on Instagram, Dr. Naomi, is an injector. So mm-hmm. if you don't follow her, check her out. She's fun. She's from Australia. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to come visit Down Under.
Yes. You have to let me know when you come. And we can do an act as if thing where you just tell me I'm coming at this date. And then I'll be like, okay. Even if you haven't booked the tickets.
Really? Okay. Act as if I'm coming. Yes.
Yeah. That's another thing that I do. A third thing that I do.
Oh, and just act as if it's happening.
Exactly.
That's kind of how we achieve things. Like when I decided to do a Master of Aesthetics course, mm-hmm. I just was like, okay, I'm just doing it. Yes. I'm just launching this.
Yes.
And then I'm like, okay, wait, I launched it. I have to do it.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's fun. Well, I'm so glad to have met you, and I can't thank you enough for coming on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so
much. She's such a bright, vibrant spirit, and she really vibrates at a great frequency. So I want you guys to check her out, learn how to manifest your own destiny, and how to appreciate the little keys that the universe is leaving for you all over. And it sounds like hocus pocus, but it's not. I really, really firmly believe you can manifest these goals and dreams, and there is a part of your brain that makes them happen while you sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So on that beautiful note, that's it for now. Don't forget to check out Kimberly at Kimberly Wenya, WENYA on Instagram, and your website is the same?
Yeah, just KimberlyWenya.com.
There you go. And she's going to read some cards for me and send me a reading from mm-hmm. all the way from Australia. Mm-hmm. We'll see what I have coming in my future. And find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, and doing amazing things with beautiful faces every day and creating beauty all around me. And that's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.
Bye.
Bye.